This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A lot of things happening in this noon o'clock hour. First and foremost, Astros
Don't
baseball. Get what?
Noon o'clock.
All right.
Damn, that should be banned too.
Ban noon o'clock.
I feel like I'm banning you from critiquing grammatical and language things. I'm disagreeing with too many of your points here.
What's wrong with noon o'clock?
What's right about noon o'clock?
I mean, it is
it's
noon.
It's just a cool way.
It is noon on the clock. Honestly, I'd never used to say noon o'clock. I worked with somebody who would say it, and it just kind of
it's osmosis. Noon or 12 o'clock. Pick a lane.
It's both. I exist in both lanes. Deal with it. But yeah, and it's 12 o'clock hour to appease John Lopez. Astros baseball getting going with Hunter Brown, who apparently has 1.06, or was it 1.08? Either one.
1.06
ERA versus the Rays in his career. So we'll see. Hopefully that bodes well for him as he faces off against them. They're getting going here in a second. We'll be talking to Darius Fulgen, referred to as DFG, boxer out of Houston, Texas. He should be joining us here soon in order to talk about that. But let's start here. We've had a lot of conversation about this Texans team and how they have tried to revamp. Is that the word that I can use here?
Yeah.
Revamp? Mm-hmm. Is that what we're calling it? The offensive line for the 2025 season, a woeful offensive line last year. I don't know that you'll find anybody who will call it anything to the contrary. And so there's been so much, especially because this team with CJ Stroud and the second year and this, you know, is this a sophomore slump? All of that was there, and it was very clear the ways in which dudes were getting beat. I mean, you had Kenyon Green out here, you know, getting danced around. You saw Shaq Mason get blown by. You saw holds on the outside. You saw Titus Howard one time almost strip his quarterback of the football. Like, you saw a comedy of errors in the pass game offensively on the line. However, and so that's been a lot of the conversation. Can you get better in that regard? But when it comes to offensive line, like, the run game also matters here. How much run game improvement are you expecting here? Because it was overshadowed, and we talked about moments during last year where you found a little bit better run blocking compared to other moments. But I was looking desperately for offensive line run blocking metrics in particular. And some of the ones that I like to lean on, or at least one of the ones that I like to lean on, is run block win rate from ESPN. And the Texans did not reflect very well in that particular metric. And then I was looking at a different one from a website called NFL Lines, and they had an advanced metric that was looking at opening holes in the rushing game. Of course, you can take this for whatever you want. I am not like super deep into this particular statistic. However, it points to the Texans being bottom three when it comes to like opening holes for the rushing game. Not just the rushing game in general, which was a lot buoyed by Joe Mixon just being him, putting him on the cape. But the offensive line was not great, and I don't think that anybody will dispute that to a great degree. How much better can these guys be opening up rushing holes considering the shifts that have been made here?
You know, it's funny because we spend so much time talking about protect C.J. Stroud, et cetera. You know, it's only the most important thing you need to do with your franchise quarterback. And Show brought this up yesterday, and it was a good point. I mean, this is a team where you would think – it's all about, you know, the passing game and protecting CJ because you got Nico, you brought in Christian Kirk, you know, you spent these resources on the wide receivers. You know, it was one of the good things that Show said. But
come on now. That was a nasty shot. You ain't had to do that.
It was one of the good things Show said.
Okay. Mm.
You know, you got to see that man face to face.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
I'm going to clear out.
This ain't Patrick out. Creighton. You got to see him right now.
Hey, PC will come in here too.
I'll say it as much about Patrick Creighton as you know, you guys know me. I don't care.
Tag team match. Here we go. Set it up.
Since when do you think like
set it up?
I care about like not seeing someone. You know better than that. You know me better than that. And I'm just really kidding around. But it was one of the good things that he said.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Here's the more important point. In that building, they care as much about the run game as the passing game.
And they should.
They should. And they're on the record as saying, we've got to run the ball. We've got to run the ball. And here's the other point. You talk about the resources that are in the passing game. It's not chump change that they're spending in the run game. You know, you've got, obviously, Joe Mixon.
Free agent signing, yeah.
You know, you've got a draft pick in Damian Pierce, another draft pick in Woody Marks. And, oh, by the way, there's rumors, reports, whatever you want to call it.
I don't want to go as far as calling it reports. Yeah. This pops up from a gentleman who I don't know how much I can lean on him as, like, with the bona fides, right? Like, the bona fides that we would typically lean
on.
So
let's leave it at rumor.
Let's leave it at rumor. But there is a rumor, and I think this came from Slick Rick Scoops, who has had scoops that have ended up being correct. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to lean on that, especially because – you know, I guess I would say that he's not working at like a traditional media outlet or whatever that you would lend it more credibility. I think that's the way that I would just set it up. But he's put out here that the Texans have inquired about J.K. Dobbins, right? And that he went as far as to say there's still distance between the two sides on the money, but something to monitor. So if you're talking about this getting to the place of talking about money, this ain't just like, hey, what's happened? This is like, we would like to have you. So, no, they're trying to add into that running back room. And I'd like to talk about what that means also.
Right.
Like, how much does that mean for Damian Pierce, for, you know, Woody Marks, or is that just to get another body in the room? We'll talk about that. But, yes,
so my point
to
is,
your point.
Like, they're spending resources on the run game. And they to the point where they fired their offensive line coach with their, or they let him go, let him walk, whatever, with their offensive coordinator. All right? So it's hugely important to establish a run game here. And I think in that building, they'll say it's as important. Now, here's the question. Can you do that? They, you know, the run game that they're bringing in is going to be, as far as we can tell, as far as we can project, you know, a Patriots-style, you know, heavy run game, you know, attacking-type, you know, run game, so to speak. So, yeah, can they do it? I mean, they're doing all they can to make it work.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Well, when you say they're doing all they can, this is the thing that keeps coming up with the offensive line, because I don't know how you can say they're doing all they can to make that work when it comes to just the talent aspect of it.
Personnel moves and acquisitions and all that.
Yeah, but this is where we keep coming back to, and we talk about acquisitions when it comes to the running backs.
The line and the running backs. Look, they could have at least four new faces.
Sure.
Yeah.
How good are those new faces? The question that I come to, right?
But it's the same discussion can be made with the pass blocking.
Certainly. And I think that's part of the issue is like on both sides of this, at the very least, it would be one thing for me personally if I look at the offensive line moves that they go and I go, all right, cool. This is going to be, these are guys, dudes who are great. And I don't have, there's not really a perfect metric for going about this, at least not one that I could find readily available for me when I was looking at this yesterday, right? Individual offensive line metrics are going to be very flawed in every facet, including Pro Football Focus. But from the 8-2, I like the run blocking, or I think rather that the run blocking will be the strong suit of the line. They have a lot of big road grader types, and quite possibly. But then I looked at, because I was looking at run block win rate, And the Texans last year were 31st out of how many teams in the NFL, mind you?
That would be 32.
Correct. Okay, very good. And I was like, all right, well, at least the dudes that they acquired, what offenses were they on? How were they at, you know, run block win rate? Because, again, this is about the blocking itself. And, of course, this is going to speak to the entirety of those offensive lines. Mm-hmm. It's not going to isolate. But I was just trying to get an idea of some of those acquisitions. All right, Laken Tomlinson, so where he coming from? He played at Seattle last year, right?
Yeah.
Seattle's run block win rate as an offensive line, as a staff record label and a crew, 28th in the league. Mm-hmm. Again, not saying that that was entirely him. Like, that's not going to be a fair way of putting this. But at the very least, he wasn't a part of a great crew over there. All right, let's see. Well, Cam Robinson's coming in. He played for two teams last year. Let's just get a feel for him. Again, understanding that. He played mm-hmm. for the Jaguars to start. Jaguars are 25th in run block win rate as a team. All right, what about the Minnesota Vikings, right? 15th. Better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so maybe you get a little bit of a solidity or, you know, validity there. All right, yeah. Cool. Who else you bring in? All right, well, I guess Ed Ingram was there in Minnesota. That's also a 15th. Mm-hmm. Like, how does that then affect it? And then who else are the new faces that you have on the offensive line that you're expecting to add in here?
Trent Brown.
Trent Brown, where he played for what? The Cincinnati Bengals mm-hmm. is what we're talking about here. Cincinnati Bengals were 30th in run block win rate. You know what I mean? Like, and again, this is far from a perfect metric to use here. I'm not here to tell you that these metrics mean that those guys will be bad. I think that it just highlights for me again the idea that the talent that they've brought out here,
mm-hmm.
I have questions as to what it looks like. I understand that the perspective on the offensive line, and we've talked about this more from the pass rush situation, or the pass block, rather, situation, mm-hmm. but the run blocking situation falls in the same line.
No.
How much better is the talent there, and how much then are you asking to be put on Nick Caley and the offensive system that he puts
everything.
In? And
everything.
And Nick Caley yeah. and Greg, and Cole Popovich to scheme mm-hmm. and to get the technique better. And maybe make a little something out of nothing, quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
And make those things better. But you're asking a lot of all of those circumstances when I think that talent on the top of it would give you a better starting point. And I don't feel great about the offensive line talent. No, I'll just be completely honest.
That's why they're here. They're here to protect the quarterback and establish a run game that, like, as I mentioned, in that building, they feel is important as anything. And that's why Cole Popovich. Get it done. Good luck. Because all these resources in the passing game, you have a lot of resources in the run game. You might be adding another one. Who knows? With another running back, it's hugely important. And by the way, of course, as we all know, it's hugely important to the pass game if you can establish that as well.
Now, one of the things that I do wonder, I'm interested to see how that adds in with the run blocking, because run blocking is not just an offensive line circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Will you utilize a fullback better? Because last year, one of the things that hurt as well, you had the likes of Dalton Schultz, not just blocking in line, but also, Dalton Schultz, Cade Stover for a very short period. You got and brought Andrew Beck back. You have those guys blocking as pseudo fullbacks. If you actually employ a fullback, how does that affect this? And then also, what is the change in your wide receivers and maybe the change in what you ask your wide receivers to do blocking? What does that affect? Because, I was looking at a play that mm-hmm. I think Nate Tice had posted a couple days ago just last night. And you have, Robert Woods trying to crack back on a safety who is going to beat him. And you have, Tank Dell trying to reach block mm-hmm. in on a blitzing nickel. And you're just like, what is supposed to happen here? Like, how is this? So I do also wonder how much that affects it, and how much also does a Justin Watson, right, and his ability with his size to, block on the outside, how does that help? How do the young guys come in and block? We talk about Higgins coming in and getting some snaps. How do they block and affect what's happening here? Like, those are the things that I'm also wondering on, outside of just the offensive line itself. But the offensive line, just that talent, seeing a jump just from the talent itself, I have questions. And so you're, again, coming back to the idea that we're leaning so much on, well, the scheme will do it, and the technique will do it, and hopefully the communication will do it. And I hope they're right, but I, again, in this place where I don't know yet.
No, that's all true and fair. But ultimately, it comes down to those five guys. The offensive line, you can talk about, pass blocking from receivers and all that. That's true. But it's those five dudes up front that are going to have to just play at a better level. We have to play at a higher level. And you mentioned technique. That's one of the sticking points, that a lot of players, maybe even, Laremy Tunsil, who's no longer here, and some of these guys that were certainly Dalton Schultz, the technique and the approach is going to be everything for these guys.
Yeah. From the 832, some of the hole will be 50% better than last year's O-line, plus 100% nastier. And that might be another thing, is just the want-to, because mm-hmm. that's the thing that you can't quantify in any of these places. Yeah. Like, how much would that want-to be there? How much will that quote-unquote swarm mentality show up in this, because also that's another thing. If you just talk about talent showing up, if you got to talk about guys that have nasty, you know what the first name that comes to mind for me with all of those things? Ariante Ursary, who is a guy who at least right now does not profile to be one of your five best to start in some way. And so, man, I'm intrigued to see what that ultimately looks like with this offensive line. And I think we start to get some level of insight into that as we get OTAs. And hopefully, once we get to training camp, we start to see these guys actually get to ply their trade trying to move this particular defense and defensive line. All right. You're in Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is typically the time where we do our lunchtime confessions. But this time, we got a special guest.
I've got a confession for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We got a boxer in the house. His name is, we call him DFG. I'll introduce you to him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, typically John starts this, but I wanted to bring this back because we're doing confessions, but we're doing it with a very special guest. He is a Houston native. He boxes out of Houston, and he's got a big fight coming up May 30th. They call him DFG. His name is Darius Fulgham. Darius, what's happening, man?
Hey, I'm blessed and excited to be here with you guys, man.
Well, we got confessions, and you're here, so you're going to take part. And my first confession, I think you're going to get Final Jeopardy last night, all right?
All right.
Do you watch Jeopardy?
I haven't watched Jeopardy in a very long time.
It's okay. I think you'll get, my confession is I think you're going to get this question right.
All right.
And at least Figgy or Reggie are going to get it wrong. I saw this last night. It took me a minute. I did get it right. Not bragging because it was a little funny, but listen to this.
This game, NFL Geography. Here's the clue. It's the state with the lowest population density that's home to an NFL team.
That's good. That's good.
Ooh.
The state with the lowest population density that is home to an NFL team. I was like you. It took me a second, then the light bulb went off.
Yes, I got to think about where the NFL teams are first and foremost.
Is that where you're starting? I was starting to think what state has the lowest population.
Yeah, that's where I went.
But it has to have an NFL team in it. So if I'm thinking about Wyoming, I'm like, why am I wasting my time?
Figgy, do you have an idea?
I have no idea.
Do you have an idea, Darius?
No, not right now. Give me a second.
All right.
Give me a second.
Reggie?
Now you got to be going through all 50 states.
I don't have it right now, but I got to think about what the teams are first and foremost. Yeah. And I'm trying to think about where. I immediately went to, like, who got the bad geography? Like, which of these teams is real bad geography?
It's a great question.
So immediately the ones that come to mind as possibilities, although Milwaukee's going to meet a lot of population. So, like, I'm thinking the Packers because of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. What other places do we have here?
What are you thinking?
I don't think it's going to be the Colts.
I'm trying to stay away really from the East Coast, too.
Yeah.
That's a good, good idea
here. We're talking about density right now. I'm thinking of someone going somewhere on the West Coast.
I'm like, could it be the Raiders, but with the entirety of Nevada? I don't remember which way you're supposed to pronounce that.
Okay, ding, ding, ding. Time's up.
I got to give you an answer.
Got to give me an answer. Give me one, Figgy.
As weird as it sounds, I was going to say, like, the New York teams because they play in New Jersey.
That's a dense population.
Ooh, dense, trick bro. Question. Yeah. That's too dense, bro.
What's yours?
I'm just going to go ahead and throw up the Packers and not think too much about it.
How about you, Darius?
The Packers, though? Okay, so I don't know. I'm going somewhere, I feel like, more West Coast, maybe a little more spread out, but anywhere to say, I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
All three of you got it wrong. My first thought was Colorado.
I thought about that.
But I didn't say Colorado, Nevada.
So it was the Raiders.
So it was Nevada.
I mentioned it. I just didn't pick the right one.
It's got one city. Right. It's got one city. And it's really not even barely a million people, maybe not even a million people.
I guess you
people.
Got a good point, though.
It's all tourism.
Vegas. I really think Vegas is really not that big.
It's just it's Vegas, but it's a big state. Or that's relatively a great point. Big.
So, I mean, I was there. I just didn't pick the right one when I got tired of it. Okay, very good. Excellent.
It's crazy because now I'm thinking about Vegas. I feel like they got the biggest stadium, though, don't they?
They got one of the biggest stadiums, but they have one city, basically.
Yeah, but I mean, it's because they have a lot of tourism. Like, we think about it being, you know, big and flashy, but really, the people that actually live there.
Really, you think about that. My fight's going to be in Vegas May 30th, and that's really the same thing where we have a lot of people that's coming in and out.
Yeah,
but you think about Vegas as a holdover, it really isn't that big.
Right.
I don't know. I guess that was a pretty good question, though.
Yeah, we'll get to that for sure. Next confession.
All right, so I've always wanted to train boxing. But my confession is, I know I'm not cut out for it. Like, I just know. And the reason why I know, like, and it's funny because you would think, all right, boxing, like, people think about, like, the actual hits, and I think I could probably take the hit or whatever. The thing that I'm really worried about is conditioning. And I played soccer, but I made sure that I was goalie. Like, I hated all my running. And I'm like, the one thing you need more than anything, I think I heard Figgy talk about this when I was out last week, is just, I don't think people consider how long 3 minutes is if you're in a fight. Like, fighting for, typically the street fights you see don't last for 3 minutes. Then you just do that one time and it's like, ding, 30 seconds back at it.
Unless you see the one I saw.
Yeah.
There was rumbling and bumbling for three minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
So, like, I'm right? Like, if I'm not going to do conditioning, boxing is just not going to work.
It's not going to cut it. So you feel like conditioning is the problem. It's nothing to do with getting hit. Nothing to do with performing.
It's got to have a little something to do with getting hit. I mean, it's in there somewhere.
I'm not saying I want to get hit, right? Like, I'm not. And I know that there are some of those boxers that, like, they thrive on. Once they get hit, they feel alive. That's not going to be me at all. But the conditioning is the first place where I'm tapping out, probably.
Hey, listen, when the conditioning goes, everything goes. I guarantee you can hit a lot more than you thought.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing I always hate, too. My biggest pet peeve is I've heard people say this before. They say, oh, you're a boxer. You know, you... you're used to getting hit. No, I don't.
No, you don't want to get hit.
No. They had this idea that, like I like it or something. No, I guarantee the goal of my sport is to not get hit.
That's a great point. You're used to getting hit. No.
No.
No, I don't. Nobody right likes now, to get hit.
I'm telling you right now, I do not want to get hit.
Biggie?
All right, so my confession is completely random. I don't even know if this is a confession, to be honest. This might be a request.
Mm-hmm.
Could y'all stop putting the ring notification sound in commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Please sign the dog owner.
Yeah.
Because this Wendy's commercial that played, yeah, it feel like every single break,
mm-hmm,
they got the ring notification in it. So my dog go nuts. He thinking somebody at the door. And yesterday I think I was watching the NBA game, a playoff game, and that same commercial played.
Oh, God, no.
It hit that, and to the point I got up. I was looking on my phone. I'm like, let me see what the door. And then I got all the way up with my little bad knee. I'm like, somebody at the door?
Mm-hmm.
My wife was like, boy, that's the commercial. Oh, I'm like, y'all made me get up out my seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all got to stop doing this. To me, this is up there with putting police sirens in songs.
Yes. I was just about to say that. I was literally just about to say that.
Don't stop. What's the purpose of putting a police siren in the song, man?
Got me in my car looking around.
Yeah. Well, that's the worst. On those commercials, and you're like, wait, what? Yeah.
You hear whoop whoop, yeah, and it's a commercial. I'm like, man, what are y'all doing?
I'm trying to think of what, like, my least favorite commercial is, because I don't think it would be. I know that some people have the, whenever one of the, like, a Google or Apple commercials where they call out to the assistant and now your phone is doing all sorts of stuff. Like, I know some people feel that way, but I'm like, I can't think of one that I absolutely hate, and maybe it's just because I'm one of those people that watches TV where once we go to commercial, I kind of just zone out. I'm on my phone or what have you. But do you have a commercial that comes to mind that you're like, every time I see it, I just want to pull my hair out?
Do y'all remember that commercial during the Super Bowl? And this, I mean, I'm the same way as you. I don't really watch commercials like that either. Mm. But obviously during the Super Bowl, everybody's tuning in, watching all the commercials. And they had one commercial in particular where it was like somebody hit the home button on the Roku or something.
Oh,
yeah.
And everybody looked around like, who on the remote?
Did my TV go out?
You looking for the remote? Yeah.
The dog sitting on the remote.
Yeah, who's sitting on the remote? Who's sitting on the remote?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I have one, but do you, now that you know how the game is played, do you have a confession?
I don't know if this is necessarily a confession. This is more of, I guess, a hot take. He says,
oh, let's get this. That sounds great.
That's the best confessions.
Yeah. I just hate the sound of rain. And it sounds like
get out of here.
Everybody's always like, oh, I just love to sleep and it's raining. I'm going to sleep good tonight. I can't stand it. I just don't like rain. I don't like rain, period. And it's the worst. I live in Houston. It rains all the time. I hate the smell of it. I hate how it feels in my skin.
I thought we was going to be friends.
And how it feels in my skin, the humidity. I'm just not a fan.
The smell of summer rain is so nice.
No, but it smells disgusting.
That's wild. Like, I'm somewhere.
That is a very hot take.
I might open the windows if it's raining, like, just to get that feel.
Yeah.
Like, I legitimately, so I spent a year at Kansas State University. And, you know, Kansas is very, very, very dry air, very flat and everything. And I was out there, and the first time it rained, I took a deep breath, and I was like, oh, I can breathe. Like, this is different. Yeah. Like, the humidity, it not being there. Yeah. And so, you are from here. Like, this is home.
I know.
That is so wild to me.
I can't stand it.
I got one more. I kind of want to see Darius draw blood from Reggie.
What? What happened?
I want to see Darius draw blood. Could you do that?
Now, I don't know if we're talking about nursing or boxing right now.
Yes. Okay, so for those who don't know, when I saw this, I thought, we got to do it. Like, you can draw blood, right?
Yeah, I could.
In two ways.
You're registered, right? Like, you're a registered nurse.
Yeah. If we set it up and he could go, you're not working anywhere right now, right?
No, I'm not.
But you could have, you have the equipment and all that?
I don't have the equipment to do it.
But you would have access.
I do have the skills to be able to do it.
Though. Yeah,
so
somebody
you could
provided,
draw blood from Reggie.
I could have.
I don't know what you need blood for. First and foremost, we got to question that whatever you're doing there.
Just for the fun of it, and if the needle's not around.
All right, but
I got some boxing gloves in the car.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't. If you can't find a vein, do not ever put that
hard
as.
Was it hard for you to learn? Or
I didn't necessarily have any problem with it. There's a lot of people in my class that did, but me in particular, I haven't.
Yeah, so that's cool.
So one of the things I
would
did
you,
want
first
to
of
ask,
all, would you?
No. Why? What am I giving this blood for? Like, okay, if it's a blood donation, that's fine. But yeah, no, by the way, we have a text line where people text in. And from the 832, someone said, who the hell hates rain? Also hate babies, puppies, and rainbows? I am interested because you're a boxer that is also a registered nurse, and that I'm sure that comes up all the damn time. Is that one of those questions that you just get sick of answering, or you get sick of hearing
it
all?
That's why I worded it the way I did. I want to see you draw blood.
Yeah. Now, I don't ever really get sick of that question, honestly. You know, it's one of the things as a boxer, I really want to kind of change the narrative of what a boxer really is, too, because there's a storyline that's always presented about boxers to be these guys that came from the streets that had nothing, who were ignorant, that was always fighting their entire life. But that doesn't fit me at all. And as much as I've been around boxing, I recognize that's not the scope of it at all either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boxing has such a wide, different variety of different people, and they don't need to be boxing in this one category of being this, you know, they want to go this underdog story of a guy who's been in the streets his whole life and made something of himself. But I've met so many people in boxing that are just smart, educated, who have great talents outside of just mm-hmm. their ability to fight in the ring. And that's something I want to showcase, that boxers aren't just dumb, brash, brutal beings.
Right.
Yeah, let's showcase that a little bit more. Yeah. So those are our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. We got Darius Fulgham. He's a Houston fighter. He's got a big fight May 30th in Vegas. Let's find out a little bit more about the nurse and the man that they call DFG. We'll talk to him more next. All right, we're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig. And joining us in studio, he's been in studio. You might have heard him if you were listening to Lunchtime Confections. Yeah, all right, let's start that again. Lunch
Confections, little confessions. Candies.
Yeah, look, I would appreciate some Lunchtime Confections right now. Actually, that'd be a nice little snack. Mm-hmm. But we are talking to super middleweight boxer. He's 14-0. He was just letting us know that he's 12 knockouts, by the way, so don't try him. He goes by
DFG. Put him in the rain.
All right, put him in the rain. It might even go worse for you. His name is Darius Fulgham. Got a big fight coming up May 30th. It's a WBA super middleweight world title eliminator fight versus Bektimir Melikuziev in Vegas. Darius, brother, like we were just talking about various things in the break. It's one, it's great to have you. But two, I kind of wanted to start with just who you are and what brought you to boxing, because one of the things is always interesting with boxing is it feels like boxing either is one of those sports where you're kind of born into it, like you got family. We were talking to Raul Marquez mm-hmm. and his son, and of course, as I was about to say his name, I completely forgot, which I feel really bad at. Gio, there we go. We're talking to them not too long ago, and of course, that's the family business, right? You jump right in. It's not the family business for you. What drew you to boxing?
Man, it's very tricky on my story of boxing. It actually started a long time ago. I think I was like in third grade at the time. I was watching George Lopez, and there was this episode when George took his son Max to the boxing gym. And I was like, oh, that was... And it kind of really inspired me in that moment of something. Like, man, this is pretty cool. I kind of want to do this. I told my parents about it. They took me to a boxing gym. I don't mm-hmm. know what happened. I ended up signing up, which thankfully I didn't. I just didn't have the mentality at the time to ever really to stick through with it, right? And so life goes on. I'm playing all these different sports, baseball, football, right? Mm-hmm. But I just couldn't find, like, I just didn't have that passion for it.
It wasn't in you.
It wasn't in me. I just felt like that was something I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
My brother did it. Right, everybody, all my friends did it, but I'd be at practice like, man, I'm just not feeling this. Mm-hmm. This wasn't something I was really drawn to. So I started wrestling my like junior year, mm-hmm. and that was kind of like the first thing I kind of really fell in love with. I got really good at that, and so I really drew myself to combat sports because I just liked the individuality of it. Right, mm-hmm. like my big problem I hated with team sports was, oh, we lost because you didn't do this, or we lost because you missed this shot, or you messed up on this play. Right, I hated that fact that people pointing fingers and blaming everybody else. But I knew in this sport, like, I couldn't blame nobody but myself. Mm-hmm. If I won, it's because I won. If I lost, it's because I lost. And that accountability really drew me to the sport.
Yeah.
So then when I got done with wrestling, I had was going to do MMA originally, but mm-hmm. I went to a boxing gym and I fell in love with it immediately. And I knew that was like my senior year of high school. Like, this is what I'm going to do. And I made that decision then that I was going to be a world champion.
And you haven't lost as a pro.
No.
14-0. But the interesting thing to me, I believe it was, if I read it right and remember it right, your father said, yeah, you can be a boxer, but you're going to change the narrative. You touched on it in the last segment. You know, was that the case?
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand something too, just even kind of where I came from. I came from a small town. Nobody, mm-hmm. a lot of people don't really ever really make it out of there. Mm-hmm. And my dad and my family was really big on me just pursuing my college career, mm-hmm. Which is something I had to make sure that I accomplished. Mm-hmm. You know, I finished that. I got my degree in nursing, and it's a big thing I want to change. And also,
wait, you didn't shout out Prairie View?
Oh, come on, not PV. My bad.
I was like, hey man, I don't know that I've met somebody that went to Prairie View that didn't give at least let you know when they were talking about it.
I don't know, I was finna get there, PV. but ultimately, too, like, you gotta understand me, when I was a kid too, I lacked a lot of confidence. I didn't mm-hmm. really know what I wanted to do in life. I was just like a lost kid. But I was never that. I never got in any fights. Mm-hmm. I was very, very passive, very non-confrontational. I'm the very opposite of what you would picture what a boxer should be like.
Yeah.
You know, I don't fit that kind of same narrative or mold at all.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, there's so many different types of people in the boxing industry, man, and I want to really showcase that. It's not just that same story of the
why nursing, crash. Though?
You know, actually, I think I was talking about my pops, but he's the one that kind of pushed me into it a little bit. You know, we always talked about, you know, it's a it is a woman dominated industry, but they need the males, pays well, job security.
Mm-hmm.
And the overall effective, I just want to be there and be able to support people in times of need. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that's always been important to me. So, that's kind of what drew me into nursing.
Yeah.
We're talking to Darius Fulgham. He's got a big fight coming up May 30th. He's a Houston-based boxer, and he's really trying to contend for that super middleweight. Like, ultimately, right, it looks like Canelo is the goal, right? Like, that's what we're trying to get to here, right?
Mm-hmm. Realistically, Canelo is the goal, but I just don't necessarily see it being feasible or possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, I don't know what Canelo's going to do, right?
Yeah.
I'm not in control of his life and his career. Realistically, Canelo, after this fight he has with Crawford, could be done.
Mm-hmm.
He could be retired. Canelo has all the belts right now. He's in complete control. So I'm not necessarily looking for Canelo like Canelo is who I want, right? Obviously, Canelo is a big fight. It's obviously something that I would want. I just don't see it being possible, though.
Yeah.
But one thing about super middleweight, there's so many other guys in the division. It's really stacked. So regardless, with or without Canelo, if he stays around long enough, that'd be great. But if not, there's plenty of other guys that I would love the opportunity to fight.
And that's where this fight, May 30th in Las Vegas, comes into play. It's an eliminator, right? And that's going to kind of vault you, you know, hopefully.
Right?
I mean, how does that lay out for you?
Well, this fight, again, like I said, is eliminator, so it'll put me right in position to be able to contend and fight for a title.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Plant is the interim champ right now. He has a fight also May 31st. And so it put me really in position to make sure I can be able to fight him and put myself in a position. If Canelo does retire, all the belts are then vacated.
Yeah.
And all the belts are now open to grab. And so this will put me right in position where I'm next in line to be able to fight for a world title.
All right. So, I mean, we're talking about it like you're just going to handle up. We're not the ones who have to step in the ring and actually, you know, go rounds with Bektimir Melikuziev, who's an Uzbek fighter. And, I mean, he's solid, but you got some reach on him. Like, what, from your perspective, how does this fight play out in your mind and looking forward to not this weekend, but next weekend?
This fight, honestly, in my mind, how it plays out is it plays out in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, I've analyzed and I thought about this, how I think the fight will go. One thing that has been a recurring thing in all the visions I have of how this fight turns out is that I get my hand raised. That's the one thing that I know for sure.
Yeah.
Is that I come out victorious in this fight.
Yeah.
I'm very open to all the possibilities that can happen in this fight on what he brings, you know. But I see myself pressing action and late rounds, I think we start breaking them down and we try to look for this knockout.
Do you ever think about your stare down at a weigh-in or something along those lines? Because that's always something that attracts you. Have the personality, you have the story, obviously, you know, good-looking guy, all that. But at the weigh-in, I'm always fascinated about these scowls and these things that I would practice. Personally, I would practice it in the mirror.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, because you would laugh. Like, you're not the guy who's like, I'm going to scowl.
I'm not a big scowler.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big, have you ever?
You're an effervescent personality, man.
Yes.
Like, you're a good hang, but like, do you feel
can you flip a switch?
Right.
Can you get that look?
You know what's crazy? Because before I ever turned pro, I have thought about this because I'm not that type of guy either.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not that kind of like, you know, that's just not in my personality. It's not in my nature, honestly. But I always figured when I got in that position that I would be laughing. Like, I would get into somebody's face
me
and I'd
too.
Be smiling, chugging. like we're like nose to nose with another guy I don't know. And I'm like, that's kind of just weird, you know?
That might get in his head more than anything else.
You think so?
Let's just laugh at him. Wink at him.
I usually have like a little smirk though, but surprisingly when I got in the moment, I never really laughed though. Like,
okay.
I could tell like the moment felt a little, you know, like a little real.
Yeah.
So I didn't necessarily really laugh, but I always have like a little smirk on my face. And I usually always kind of give them a little dap at the end. You know, it's all love at the end of the day. You know, we competitors, right? I barely know this guy. Not like I hate him, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't put that in my head because some guys need to do that mentally to kind of psych themselves into a fight where they got to, like, find a reason to hate this guy, right? Or this guy's trying to take food off my table, or, you know, right? So some people get a little different mentalities.
Mm-hmm.
I love this sport. I do it because I love it, and I have fun doing it. So this whole process, this whole journey has been just enjoyable to me.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't flip a switch, and I'm just all of a sudden just angry, right? I don't think that's a good emotion for me.
Yeah.
I like being surrounded by love and positive energy. And so that's what I always surround myself with before the fight.
And I think in a lot of sports in general, like I think back to The Last Dance, where people looked at Michael Jordan the way that, you know, he could be a little bit of a psychopath, but like that is the way that you win. And you are kind of bucking that trend, at the very least, in the way that we think you win in boxing. So where do you get that energy, that drive in those moments where it doesn't feel as fun and it doesn't feel as loving? Like, what pushes you in those moments?
Honestly, I can't answer that question because I try to always make sure that it is loving. I always try to stay present in the moment because a lot of people can wish to do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't have that luxury. And so I try not to take anything for granted. There's this book I read, and I'm reading it right now again. It's called The New Earth, and it always helps me out spiritually and mentally preparing for a fight. Because it really talks about just being present in the moment and getting rid of this ego problem that we all have. And the most important thing is I always try to make sure I have a baseline appreciation for life.
Right.
You know, so even when it is getting tough, I always go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I always go back to, is that I'm just thankful and appreciative that I get to be able to do this, right? I may be having the hard days in the gym where it hurts, but I'm thankful that it hurts. Like, I'm like glad that I can be able to do this.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing for me on how I push through mentally, spiritually, on getting through all the tough times.
Mm-hmm. As you're preparing for this fight, you know, It's a combat sport, as you mentioned. It's a very physical. The whole idea is to knock out the other guy. But one thing I love about boxing, at its best, and there have been places where it hasn't been at its best in recent years, is it is a sport. And you mentioned that earlier. I mean, to me, that makes boxing, and I'm just curious on your thoughts on that, elevate when people can treat it and perform as if it's a sport. Correct.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think the and you'll see it a lot too. Leading up to a fight, there'd be guys that'd be going back and forth, saying this and that or whatever about each other. And they can get pretty disrespectful sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But every time we usually always see at the end of it, it's all respect at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, because getting in that ring is not easy.
Yeah.
Talk about doing 3 minutes earlier. How hard that is just doing 3 minutes, right? And you got to respect anybody that's willing to go and do that. Mm-hmm. And I have respect for anybody that's willing to step in that ring because I'm telling you, it is not easy.
Yeah,
I don't care nobody say. And it's so hard because, you know, a lot of fans are very hypocritical, critical on fighters and their performances and whatnot, but it's very easy to say that on the couch.
Yeah.
You know, it's very easy to judge even a quarterback or somebody on the couch watching from home, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy to judge, but so hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is a question. I actually asked Gio this on the phone because I always love it, right? You talk about, and you're such a mature person at this point in your life, but we've all been the immature person, and usually, especially for us boys, that brings us to think that we are hotter than we are, and we try our parents, particularly our pops at times. Do you have a time you tried your pops, tried your parent story at all? Because Gio's was kind of hilarious dealing with, obviously, Raul.
He said he did it once and never again.
Yeah, that's generally how it goes.
Yeah. I can't think of a time I really tried my pops like that. I respected my pops way too much to really try him like that. I think there were some moments where as I was growing up, there's this, I had a lot of respect for my dad, but I think I was really intimidated by him too. My dad was a military guy, and he, there's one time when I was in sixth grade, you know, he was deployed overseas in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the time, you know, it was me and my mom at the house. And my mom's such a sweetheart. I love my mom to death.
Mm-hmm.
And she's done so much for me and nurtured me. And I think I was kind of taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit.
Been there.
And, man, my dad called me from Iraq.
It took a call.
He called me. And I was so scared. Man, I don't know how he has that power. I have no idea how he's able to do that. Just one phone call is all it took.
And you're good, boy.
And I wasn't going to see him for another, 7 months, you know? What kind of threat could you point that's real?
Yeah. It was real to you.
One phone call is all it took.
That's funny.
All right, Darius. So I wanted to ask you this real quick. Would you, if you were in a fight, and would you prefer a fast knockout or slow dominance?
Man, you know it's crazy? Because the answer is kind of both, right? Like, realistically, I'd rather be in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be in and out. Get in there, knock them out, and get home, right? Because the longer you're in there, the more dangerous it is.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it be anything, if someone's an accidental cut.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as far as performance-wise goes, what makes a better statement is if it is just complete slow dominance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little mix of both. Preferably,
and you can show the resilience and all that stuff.
You can really show the separation and the difference in levels
Yeah.
on a fight like that.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than if you one shot, boom, put him down and knock him out, then it's very easy for fans to say, oh, it's just, you know, lucky punch.
Yeah.
You know? And you may not get the credit you probably really deserve. Rather, when you put on a dominating performance where it's like, yo, this guy didn't stand a chance. He really showed that there was a big difference in levels.
Yeah.
So I think those make bigger statements. But yeah, I'd rather be in and out.
So for those of us that are going to pop on DAZN May 30th to watch your fight versus Beck Melikuziev out there at the Virgin Hotels in Las Vegas, which of those are we should we be expecting to see? The quick knockout or the slow dominance?
Honestly, I prefer the quick knockout. I think honestly it'd be a slow dominating performance though.
Okay. Very good. All right.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it.
We are looking forward to it. Best of luck. Go ahead and make sure that we can see you as a top contender. Try and go and get that super middleweight title.
Next time we back, we're going to be a world champion.
How about to bring the belt?
I got to be a world champion, bring that back to Houston.
Let's do it. Houston's own DFG, Darius Fulgham. Don't say nothing nasty about him being a male nurse. He will draw blood. Darius, we appreciate you joining us. Looking forward to, like you said, bringing the belt back and having a conversation then, brother.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Man. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it is official. NFL players can play in Olympic flag football. So let's go ahead and do a little bit of a draft. A little snake draft. Myself, Lopez, Figgy, we're going to select 7 players each to see which of our teams will be the best flag football team. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.